The administration's energy plan only mentions ethanol in passing. It indicates the fuel is already helping to reduce the U.S. reliance on foreign oil. It also mentions ethanol as part of a larger list of renewable fuels that are important in the future. But it never provides strong support for ethanol as part of the White House energy policy. So with little information to go on, supporters of ethanol are developing a wide range of opinions on the energy plan. The Renewable Fuels Association is an ethanol trade group based in Washington, D.C. The association is praising the administration's plan and cites the president's acknowledgement of ethanol as a successful renewable fuel. RFA President Eric Vaughn says he's very pleased with the energy proposal.
The fact is that Bush administration has put out some very positive, very forward-looking, very confident statements about ethanol and the role that ethanol can play in energy policy and in helping to improve the environment and helping to secure a better, more financial future for American farmers.
Vaughn agrees that ethanol is not mentioned very often in the document or as much as the RFA would like. But he says the plan sets the stage for an overall energy policy in which ethanol can play a major role. The Illinois Farm Bureau is also a big supporter of increasing ethanol's role in the U.S., but they're calling the president's energy plan extremely disappointing. Spokesman Dennis Verkler says with high gas prices and an obvious need for renewable fuel, ethanol should have played a much more prominent role in the energy proposal.
Our expectations were very high, and I think most farmers were probably disappointed by the plan that was laid out. We didn't feel that there was enough attention given to those types of fuels, and we'd like to see more emphasis in that area.
Verkler says President Bush talked a lot about ethanol on the campaign trail. He now wonders if those were empty promises made to downplay his image as being a supporter of the oil industry. While there are many pro-ethanol groups on both sides of the energy plan, there are even more that are somewhere in the middle. Mark Lambert is a spokesman for the Corn Growers Association.
I think it is pro-ethanol. It's not as strong as we would have liked. They didn't single out ethanol as much as we would have liked. But it's, like I said, it's politics, and that very seldom happens anyway. So I guess we're trying to be realistic in our response and in our approach to this.
Lambert says the document lacks a strong statement on ethanol that's needed in an energy plan. But he also says it acknowledges that ethanol is an important part of a long-term energy policy. All three organizations have nearly identical views on supporting ethanol, but have vastly different assessments of the Bush energy plan. But there's a lot of confidence among ethanol supporters that the federal government will continue to support the corn-based fuel, regardless of Mr. Bush's position. All of them say they are confident that an aggressive contingent of pro-ethanol members of Congress can make sure the renewable fuel continues to be part of a federal energy program. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aul.